is just between you and me, okay?
ESPN 97.5.
Yeah, well, I hear you, but if it's that intense, I'll need a solid buzz to think clearly.
KFNC, Mont Bellevue, Houston.
Manchester City is still alive here. Balotelli, Aguero!
Here goes Ronaldo!
Cross, and Dempsey's denied again! And Donovan has scored! Oh, can you believe this?
Surging forward with real menace here. Brilliant from Messi. Oh, what a goal that is!
Soccer Matters on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 97.5.com.
The first hour of Soccer Matters is brought to you by Texas Children's Hospital. From the RentersWarehouse.com studios, here's Glenn Davis.
A birthday goal today from Dortmund. How about this?
Dahoud, it's behind Royce. It almost breaks to Pulisic! And the American may have stolen it for Borussia Dortmund. What a gift for the man celebrating his 20th birthday.
And Messi today, marvelous for Barcelona.
Now we're ready. Messi has the ball where he likes it. He's got the ball where he absolutely loves it. In the back of the opponent's net. It's a glorious free kick from the master. Barcelona 1, PSV 0.
How about Liverpool leaving it late today? Bobby Firmino.
Shaqiri with it. Firmino's header drops there for Mbappe, who slipped. Van Dijk. Firmino.
Oh, he's won it for Liverpool! Off the bench to win it for Liverpool. He could virtually see nothing yesterday in training.
The Dynamo get their Panther back, and in the win column, they get a victory over Portland. How about this from La Pantarita?
Here's Martinez now. He's going to clip it towards the back post. Albert DeLees!
And how about this? Zlatan continuing to astound.
Lifts it into the area. Ibra scores! That is number 500 for Zlatan Ibrahimovic. And only he can get to 500 in that way.
Well, you said the Galaxy needed to take something positive out of this. Well, no matter what. Even the Toronto fans are cheering him on. This is unbelievable. That goal was absolutely fantastic. A little chip of a ball over the top for Jonathan Dos Santos. And are you kidding me with this goal? Holy! Oh, my Lord. Unbelievable. Look at this. Just a little spin move. Little back heel karate chop. Done in Ibrahimovic style. The lion roars once again.
Instinct. Well, I mean, those things you don't plan. It's impossible to plan. The ball, the way it came, I just tried to get it on goal. And I have these moments I can use. So I'm just happy for the Toronto fans that they got to see something they haven't seen before, even if they're a good team.
All of that from the Lion, despite the fact that the LA Galaxy lose 5-3. All the talk was that goal from Zlatan Ibrahimovic. What a day it was today in the Champions League. Let's get your phone calls in tonight at 713-780-3776. Now, if you go to Facebook Live, Soccer Matters, you will see the Lamar Hunt U.S. Open Cup trophy sitting right next to me here in studio tonight. And I've got tickets for the Lamar Hunt U.S. Open Cup. It is next Wednesday. Dynamo taking on the Philadelphia Union. We'll do a lot of talk about that here tonight. You can also get tickets at HoustonDynamo.com. Champions League today was unbelievable. Barcelona, hat-trick from Messi. Dembele getting one as well. In the end, they are 4-0 winners over PSV. Inter Milan, 2-1 over Tottenham Hotspur. Icardi's goal sick in the 85th minute, if you didn't see it. Two goals to come back after a Christian Eriksen goal. Bruges goes down, as you heard, to Christian Pulisic's goal on his 20th birthday, 1-0. And then Galatasaray get 3-0 win for them over Lokomotiv Moscow. Liverpool 3-2 winners today. They're Liverpool fans here in Houston. I know you were at the Gorgeous Gale or King's Court or FM Kitchen. I want to hear from you today here. Schalke in a 1-1 draw. Weston McKennie playing in that one. I believe he got an assist in that match. The first hour here is brought to you by the Texas Children's Cancer and Hematology Centers. They are the largest pediatric cancer center in the country. Over 190 physicians and scientists, 46 laboratories, 200 active clinical trials dedicated solely to childhood cancer and blood disorders. Texas Children's Hospital, for more than 60 years, have pioneered many of the now standard protocols for treating and curing childhood cancer. And obviously, this is a very big month for pediatric cancer and childhood cancer awareness. We're always very conscious of that on this show. There's not a show that goes by we don't talk about pediatric cancer and awareness for it. Major League Soccer did some initiatives, and we also want to make sure that people are understanding of that. We'll have Dr. Dreyer on here tonight again in the second hour to educate us and create more awareness for pediatric cancer. So a big thank you to Texas Children's Hospital. Now, we'll take your phone calls tonight. It's 713-780-3776. 713-780-3776. What is the biggest thing on your soccer mind right now? Could be Champions League, could be Dynamo and the Lamar Hunt U.S. Open Cup. Are you excited about the Lamar Hunt U.S. Open Cup, Dynamo fan? 713-780-3776. Guests in studio here tonight, we will have Juan David Cabezas. And Juan David coming in tonight after coming back into the Dynamo lineup, so many people excited about seeing him back. And Juan David Cabezas, we're going to see what's going to happen with him on the weekend. So he's going to be a great in-studio live guest. We've got the trophy here. We're not going to let him touch that. It's bad luck. I'm not going to touch it either. Only Hector Castletort with the white gloves will be carrying the trophy around. And we appreciate Hector's efforts to get the trophy up here on behalf of the Dynamo and the Lamar Hunt U.S. Open Cup. So thank you, Hector, for that. We've also got tickets to give away to that match next Wednesday night. So be ready at 713-780-3776. Want to hear from you tonight. Liverpool fans, your thoughts. Barcelona fans, your thoughts. Cristiano Ronaldo has gotten his first goals in the Serie A as well against Sassuolo. So group stages of the UEFA Champions League began today, and we got a big night in store. Also, U.S. soccer legend Kobe Jones is going to join me later in the show. Now, we're going to talk about a number of things. My line of questioning to him is going to be about the U.S. national team, the young talent, the potential of a new manager, who he thinks it may be, who it should be in his opinion. There's a lot of good choices. We're also going to talk about that magical goal from Zlatan Ibrahimovic. You heard the goal call of it from Joe Tutino and then Kobe following up, but there was some genuine passion and emotion there. Nothing contrived from those two guys. That Zlatan goal is just sickness. It's straight out of martial arts training, by the way, if you see the way he strikes that. So when we go to break, Tyler, I want you to pull a song by Carl Douglas called Kung Fu Fighting, because we're gonna play that in honor of Zlatan's goal. The Dynamo thumped Portland 4-1. Good win for them. A little bit of a slow start, but then the Dynamo put it in overdrive. 75 minutes out of 90. It's all Houston Dynamo, maybe 70. And a great timing for that win ahead of the Lamar Hunt U.S. Open Cup. If you look at the statistics, well, guess what? It'll bear out that there wasn't a lot of difference statistically. Let me tell you, this was a dominant Dynamo win. Analytics don't always tell a story. They usually tell a story when you want it to. In this case, if you look at the analytics, they're actually pretty close. And in this case, the Dynamo smacked Portland. They put a beatdown on the Portland Timbers. And it was a much timely beatdown because the Dynamo go to Orlando City this weekend. Orlando has won one game in 19. What has happened to Orlando City? Jason Christ won a couple of games in the beginning. Everybody thought things were well. They brought in James O'Connor from Louisville. They lost to Chicago 4-0 on the weekend, and I can tell you there's guys who have given up. They packed it in. This may be the most beaten-down team in Major League Soccer. Liverpool, Manchester United, Manchester City's all winners in Premier League play. We can talk about that. The call-in number is 713-780-3776, 713-780-3776, and we're streaming at ESPN975.com, the podcasts at podcastarena.com and iTunes. There's nobody promoting the Lamar Hunt U.S. Open Cup more than us on Soccer Matters ESPN975. Sorry, just going to say it because that's the bottom line. We asked for the trophy, Hector Castelstort, and the Dynamo got it up here. We've been pushing the tickets. We have been pushing the education around this tournament that had begun in 1914. Just want you kind of to know that out there because that's important. We feel it's important for people to understand what this is. Now, the Dynamo take on the Philadelphia Union. Here's something interesting on Philadelphia. If you look at their schedule, they flew today or yesterday to Seattle. They will play Seattle tomorrow night. They will then fly back across country. They will play at home on Sunday against Sporting Kansas City. And then they will fly back to Houston to play the Dynamo in the Lamar Hunt U.S. Open Cup final. Now, this is positioned beautifully for the Dynamo to win this. And by the way, they're playing games against Seattle, the hottest team in Major League Soccer, and then they're taking on Sporting Kansas City. So, they're in a fight to stay in the Eastern Conference playoff. So that is something I don't think a lot of people understand. This is a real benefit to the Dynamo to get this done. And when you get this done, this is about winning that trophy, but this is really about getting into the CONCACAF Champions League for me. You get a prize of $300,000 as well. But it's about getting in to the CONCACAF Champions League. That is the huge piece on this. Victor, Tyler's looking at it. That's something to consider here. So get out there Wednesday, HoustonDynamo.com for your tickets. Now, Mauro Minotas in the Portland game breaks the all-time record for goals in all competitions for the Houston Dynamo. He does it in style. One of his goals was a tremendous move from Joe Willis, counterattack goal, Albert Elisu's back in form, and Minotas just sprints to the far post and slams it in. Tremendous counterattack goal. And then he had what was a wonderful goal where basically, you know, he gets his footwork right. He's kind of going a little bit backwards, dips his left shoulder, and then swivels in a volley. So 18 goals in all competitions in a single season, breaking the record of 16 held by Will Bruin. He's now tied at 14 for the single season, MLS regular season goals with Kubo Torres. So he's going to break that as well. I mean, it's wonderful to watch him grow as a young player in this soccer club. So another milestone being broken there. So what were the big talking points going into that game this weekend? If you watch the broadcast on the Cube, we laid them out perfectly. And they were not hard to come up with, okay? We deal in reality. The first was, can Albert Elise finally regain his form? Albert has, honestly, not been sharp over the last 10 games. Anybody who says anything differently is not watching the Dynamo closely. And we all know that over those 10 games, the Dynamo did not get a result. And it's simple. When Albert Elise is on, the Houston Dynamo are a different team. He found his game against Portland. He looked like the old Albert Elise that we saw that became an all-star. We saw Albert Elise's technique and control and those things come back. We saw the penetration. We saw the liveliness. And we saw him pulling apart an opponent with his runs and beating people off the dribble. No question. So, boom. Big one. Two games away from the Lamar Hunt U.S. Open Cup. The other thing we were focusing on was obviously getting the result. That was the first thing, at least second. Third was the rumor of Juan David Cabezas coming back. He comes back. He gets 45 minutes. The Dynamo looked like a different team with Juan David Cabezas out there and grow a few inches. Now, granted, it's only 45 minutes, so it's going to be interesting to ask Juan David about where he's at now, how he's feeling. He had this muscle injury, a quad, that was just reoccurring, which was bizarre. And where he can be potentially to get more minutes against Orlando City on the weekend, and then having him on the field against the Philadelphia Union for the Lamar Hunt U.S. Open Cup Final. And again, your tickets at HoustonDynamo.com. We'll give some away tonight. Wednesday, Toronto against TFC in the Champions Cup. So this is a new event. The winner of the Liga MX taking on the champions of MLS. I think this will gather steam over the next couple of years. I think this is going to be a great thing. I think it will. So I'm excited about that getting off and running, and that eventually we become, I think, more serious for more bragging rights, as each league always loves to compare itself against each other. NWSL semifinal tonight. It's out in Portland due to Florence. It was supposed to be at North Carolina. North Carolina Courage is coached by one of my former teammates in the ASL, Paul Riley, who's been wildly successful. They're not going to be able to play that game at home. They'll play it tonight against the Chicago Red Stars. And, of course, awaiting them is the Portland Thorns, who knocked off Seattle in what I'm going to term as one of the most competitive, if not the most competitive, NWSL game of the year. I watched that one. Former Major League Soccer executive Ivan Gazidis is moving to AC Milan from Arsenal. Locally, Houston Baptist University got a huge win over SMU 3-1 in a rain-delayed game. That's a historic win for their program. UT women are 8-0-1, begin Big 12 play on Friday against Baylor. Angela Kelly and the Longhorns up in Austin. And in College Station, Texas A&M, G. Guerrero getting it done again. They're undefeated. They begin their SEC play. And both of those programs are in the top 20. And these coaches have done wonderful jobs. So again, 713-780-3776. Biggest moment today in the UEFA Champions League for you. What is the biggest moment? I'm going to have to say it's Lionel Messi and the hat trick over PSV. But I do want to get to Liverpool, because the Liverpool-PSG game was unbelievable. Just an amazing game, great game. It ended up 3-2. It starts with Daniel Sturridge, who gets a start for Roberto Firmino. 1-0 in the 30th minute. 6 minutes later, Wijnaldum is brought down. James Milner, who was outstanding again, hits from the penalty spot. By the way, do you want anybody else taking a penalty than James Milner? Pretty remarkable. Meunier will score off his left foot right before halftime. So that breathed a lot of life into PSG. And that was a very difficult goal. It was a great goal. Made it 2-1. 83rd minute, Mbappe ties it up. Mbappe started coming central more. So did Neymar. They began to cause problems. He tied it up. And then it would be Firmino in stoppage time. Daniel Sturridge getting the start in place of Firmino. Now, I'm not saying anybody played over the top great when it comes to an attacking game today. You know, Salah had his moments, still not 100, but what you have here is a team that absolutely is collective in nature under their manager. They are a team that knows exactly what each person's doing. Their roles are defined. Their system is defined. Henderson and Milner, I would go to their midfield today. They deserve the big kudos. Quickly to Chike. Chike, real quick here on Liverpool, what do you got?
Yeah, hello?
Yes, you're on the air, Chike. How you doing?
Hey, what's going on, my man? How's everything going?
All good. Thanks for calling into the show tonight. So you got something to say about Liverpool, huh?
Yes, of course. And I don't know if you remember me, but I'm always I love your show. I watch all the time. I'm the Nigerian fan, and we spoke about Nigeria in the World Cup, and we also So basically, what I wanted to talk about today was is there somebody going to make an emphasis on why PSG always comes up missing in away games? Okay, this is something that they need to be able to talk about, because their stars, Neymar, Mbappe, these guys didn't do anything for the second 45 minutes. And I'm, as a Liverpool fan that I am, I thought the game was going to be, I know it seemed like it was closer on paper, but that game wasn't close at all. That game wasn't a close game, and we all know it. Is there anything that we can expect moving on to this group stage from different from PSG?
Well, first of all, you know, the big rap on PSG is they play in the French League One, and the competition isn't as strong as it is for Liverpool in the Premier League. And I think there's some fairness in that. There's no doubt. It's not the same type of league. It's not the same type of league. You have to turn it on each and every weekend. I agree with you. I think Neymar and Mbappe for most of this game were contained quite well. And I think that has a lot to do with the overall collective play of Liverpool. I also thought the three in midfield for Liverpool today were excellent. James Milner, yes. Henderson, Wijnaldum. I mean, to me, those are the MVPs of the day. This was built up as Mane and Salah and Firmino against Mbappe, Cavani, and Neymar, right? And I think Neymar and Mbappe were dealt with quite well. Now, as talented as those guys are, you saw what they can do in a flash. And that game could have ended 2-2. They both started to go central more, and they became very dangerous. That game could have ended 2-2. I don't think any question, and we would be maybe having a differing discussion here right now. What I need to do is I got to hit a break here because it's a hard break and my producer's telling me, Chike. Thank you for the call. I'm going to continue to talk Liverpool here. We got Kobe Jones on tonight as well. We'll take more calls at 713-780-3776. And right now, I'm going to give out a pair of tickets. Dynamo Philadelphia Union, Lamar Hunt U.S. Open Cup. You can go to the final to see them win a trophy. Right now at 713-780-3776. Sixth caller, you get a pair of tickets to the Houston Dynamo, Philadelphia Union, Lamar Hunt U.S. Open Cup. And a quick word here as we roll the bake. Texas Children's Hospital, by the way, it is a Childhood Cancer Month, is continuously working to develop new and innovative treatments for some of the most complex conditions and illnesses. And philanthropic support makes that possible. So remember that they began with a promise to provide the best possible care for every patient who comes in for help. And believe me, they get patients from all over the world that love the game of soccer. All right, we'll continue to take calls at 713-780-3776.
You're listening to ESPN 97.5.
I don't blame it, Don.
You're listening to Soccer Matters on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 97.5.com.
Brought to you by Texas Children's Hospital. From the RentersWarehouse.com studios, here's Glenn Davis.
Chance here to potentially run a Dumfries. This is Vidal. Suarez flick through for Messi. Chance for the hat-trick. Three of the best from Lionel Messi.
Welcome back to Soccer Matters, ESPN 97.5. Lionel Messi today with the hat-trick. European Champions League getting underway here today. And there was some real drama in a lot of these games. Icardi's goal was just out of this world. Messi hit for a hat-trick. But the Liverpool-PSG game is the one I'm focused on here. I know there was a good time had over at the gorgeous Gale. I don't think any question. So, again, it was a 30th-minute goal from Daniel Sturridge via the head. 36-minute Milner from the penalty spot. Outstanding game for him. Meunier would pull one back, 2-1, make it interesting here. Because I think Liverpool on the day was the better team. I don't think any question. But in the 83rd minute, the combination of Neymar and Mbappe would get things tied up. And I think they were contained pretty well on the day. I would love your thoughts on that. 713-780-3776. But Roberto Firmino, who came off the bench in stoppage time, would pull off the game winner. Just what a watch this was today. So let's get your calls in on the Champions League. Dynamo against Philadelphia, Lamar Hunt U.S. Open Cup. We'll take calls on that. Let's go to Pablo. Pablo, what's on your mind?
Glenn, good to hear from you, my friend. How's everything?
Well, I thought you called me. Did I call you?
No.
I'm just messing with you, Pablo. How are you?
I'm doing great. Well, shout out to my Houston Culés. our president Victor and Costas, who's out in Macedonia right now. He was watching the game.
Can I ask you something about Victor? Oh yeah, Victor. Yeah, that's right. I saw he was in Macedonia. Okay, so go on.
Yeah, I just wanted to comment on the games that we're seeing today. You know, obviously Liverpool and PSG, they went at it for quite some time, but I think what PSG is really lacking is a midfield presence. If you saw the game today, Liverpool just had so many more touches in the midfield. They were able to control more of the tempo, and obviously that leads to more opportunities on goal. Kind of like somewhat what we saw with Barcelona and PSV as well. You know, obviously the Barcelona midfield is second, you know, for me, in my opinion, is the best in the world. You know, just collectively.
Well, of course, they would be the best in the world because right, you're a huge Barca fan. But, Pablo, we did talk prior to the break. We did talk and make the point. I made the point that James Milner, Henderson, Wijnaldum, these guys carried the game in midfield today. And if there was any star, to me, it was the Liverpool midfield. We all know how important it is to dominate the middle third of games now in the modern game, to have control of that area of the field. Number one, to protect your defenders. Number two, to supply all this incredible talent like Mane and Sturridge and Salah. And in the case of PSG, Mbappe, Cavani, Neymar. Then they brought on Julian Draxler. So today the big star for Liverpool to me was James Milner, Henderson, Wijnaldum, and that midfield over PSG. That was the big difference to me.
Oh, definitely. Milner with his engine and Henderson with his class really, really set them apart. I just think that, you know, just piggybacking on what the previous caller mentioned, you know, what PSG needs to get over to that next hump is, you know, they need a midfielder. I mean, that, you know, it's bad to say, you know, because PSG is a hell of a team, but you know, they just didn't have the midfield or
well,
the,
let's
the
let's
industry.
Let's mention to our listeners who the midfielders were. It was Rabiot, Marquinhos, and Di Maria. Marquinhos, Di Maria, and Rabiot, and they were outplayed by Henderson, Milner, and Wijnaldum. And I think the Liverpool midfield clearly is defined. These guys know each other so well. It's just a step up from PSG, and I think it made a big deal in this game. But look, bottom line is it took a stoppage time goal to get the win. If it ended 2-2, we might be talking differently about this, and people would feel differently about this.
Well, true, but you know, just watching the game, the quality of play, I think it favored Liverpool. You know, I think they had a couple chances in the second half where they came really close.
Sturridge missed a clear header in this one. Look, the story of Liverpool is this. It's not about, you know, I hear people going, well, you know, their culture has grown. Their culture hasn't grown. They've had the culture. They've had it under Klopp. They've had it under Klopp. What has grown is their want and desire to invest. So when they went and bought Van Dijk last year and spent real money, when they addressed a huge need that we've been talking about for years, a dominant center back. When they went and bought Alisson, they addressed a huge need that for years we scratched our head. Why can't a club like Liverpool get that type of goalkeeper that they need to take them to the next level? And then, by the way, they did good business with Shaqiri, getting him as a guy now that can come off the bench and do some things. So that, to me, is the real story. They identified areas, finally, that they needed to correct. They were willing to spend the money, and now they're going to be one of the favorites to win the Premier League and one of the favorites to win the Champions League. And let's not forget, they've got two outside backs. One came out of their academy, Trent Alexander, and the other one, Robertson, was a dirt-cheap buy. So those two, along with Gomez, Alexander-Arnold, Gomez, and Robertson, minimal investment in terms of world football and player salaries and buys. Yes, minimal investment. Three out of four backs. So, you know, and who doesn't want to play for Jurgen Klopp? I mean, shit, if that guy walked into the studio right now and said, do 10 sprints, I'd do them.
Yeah.
Yeah, Klopp comes in. Klopp comes in a German accent and says, "Davis, hey, 10 times back and forth to that water cooler over there. I'd do it.
Right. And I mean, I think the modern game, you know, from the turn of, you know, around the 2000s, when Real Madrid was kind of, you know, to the forefront, so was United. You know, we saw the game move towards the sidelines, you know, speedsters. You had guys like Roberto Carlos, David Beckham. You had all these different types of speedsters. The game moved towards the sideline. Now I think the game in general, and I think that's what we're seeing. We're seeing these past, I think in my opinion, I've seen it in the last two World Cups. We've seen that the teams with the better midfield, no matter what, is going to win. And, you know, that's kind of old school style. You know, that's what made the Milan team that was so successful. They had Seedorf and Pirlo in the midfield. You know, now, you know, turning in the century, you know, they went towards the sideline. You had guys like Roberto Carlos always throwing in crosses. Now the game has moved inside, you know, with, I think Barcelona really revolutionized that. He had guys like Xavi.
Yeah, but not everybody can be Barcelona, okay? So listen to me when you say the game moved inside. The game may have moved inside for Barcelona because of the way they play. But in order to have an inside game for 95% of the teams, you have to have a wide game to provide other aspects of your attack. So you have to have a balance. Unless you're just out of this world footballers like those guys, and they can play that style of play. But everybody wants a wide game at times to influence and affect the other aspects of an attack. Why settle for one thing if you can try to get width to set up the other elements and aspects of your attack? It's not a hard thing to think about. It's a hard thing to find the right players and then implement.
Oh, right. I mean, it's just because we saw Jurgen Klopp do that in Borussia Dortmund. And, you know, now he's bringing that type of football to Liverpool. And I think we're starting to see him kind of see the fruits of his labor kind of start to...
Fruits of his labor, but also the organization and the club Liverpool decided to open the wallet up and go out and get Van Dijk, get Alisson. These are two very critical and very key signings. We know they have the attack now. Now it looks like with Alisson in goal, they've really addressed the big need. Pablo, thank you very much for the phone call. I got to take a break now. We appreciate that. 713-780-3776 is the number, 713-780-3776. I want to say hello to my friend Brady Beeson. He came up in the TV booth with me this past Saturday. This is a little guy, 11, 12 years old. He was directed to me from Steve Jones, the former coach at HBU. He came on the set during the pregame show out on the deck at BBVA Compass Stadium. But his mom told me he's an aspiring sports commentator. So I said, you know what? Bring him to the game. We're going to meet. He's going to get to watch us do some of the live broadcasts. So he got to watch us on the Cube. And great little guy. He has a little heart condition. He's a goalkeeper for the Texans. He, you know, has been told he's probably not going to be able to continue on playing. So the next best thing, he wants to be a sports commentator. So, Brady, I don't know if you're listening. It was great to meet you. That was so much fun. And I look forward to seeing you again at the next Dynamo game. He's a big Dynamo fan as well. All right. We're going to take a break. We're waiting on Juan David Cabezas. He's making his way in here. Again, and we remind you that our first hour presenting sponsor, Texas Children's Hospital. They are the largest pediatric cancer center in the country. We have over 190 physicians and scientists, 46 laboratories, and 200 active clinical trials. Those clinical trials are dedicated solely to childhood cancer and blood disorder. So constantly need funding for research. For more than 60 years, the Texas Children's Hospital have pioneered many of the now standard protocols for treating and curing childhood cancer. This dovetails beautifully in a month where it is childhood cancer awareness. Texas Children's Hospital is a not-for-profit, relies on generous donations from our friends in the community. And we will have on one of their great doctors in a little while. Dr. Dreyer will be coming on the show in the second hour tonight. So a big thank you to Texas Children's Hospital. And by the way, all special edition Bud Light Texas packaging is brewed in Texas by Texans. No wonder Bud Light is the number one light lager in the state. Enjoy responsibly. AB Bud Light Beer, Houston, Texas. With that, we take a Bud Light break.
You can now listen to all your favorite shows on the Amazon Echo.
Oh, sweet, dude.
Just say, Alexa, open ESPN 97.5.
Now playing ESPN 97.5.
You're listening to Soccer Matters on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 97.5.com.
Brought to you by Texas Children's Hospital. From the RentersWarehouse.com studios, here's Glenn Davis.
Texas Children's Hospital are world leaders in pediatric cancer research, training the next generation of pediatric hematologists, oncologists, global health, and innovative support programs for patients and their families each year. Hundreds of children are diagnosed. For the people down at Texas Children's Hospital, it isn't their job. It's their life. It is a not-for-profit organization, relies on generous donations from the community and beyond to help us provide high-quality programs and services. So the Texas Children's Hospital and Cancer and Hematology Centers, a shining light here in Houston. It is Childhood Cancer Awareness Month here. We try to do this on every single show. We're going to have on Dr. Dreyer tonight of the Texas Children's Hospital. So we're looking forward very much to that. King's Course, that's the place to be in Edo. 903 Hutchins in the shadows of BBVA Compass Stadium. King's Court, 13 monitors down there. Go in there, say hello to my buddy Jay. For all your soccer watching desires, they got supporters groups in there. El Bateon will be there before and after Dynamo games. They kind of own that place. You'll have Manchester United and the Houston Red Army. I believe the Chelsea Bayou City Blues are still down there. I think the Real Madrid supporters group and Eddie Mendoza is still down there. So great spot. Get in there. They got amazing Indian food as well. King's Court in Edo, 903 Hutchins. Great, tight, intimate place. A beautiful rooftop deck with a spectacular view of BBVA Compass Stadium. King's Court, Houston.com. Go in there, say hello to Jay, and have a Bud Light. How about that? Michael Starre, he's out in San Jose. Coach is fired. Coach's jobs, there's a shorter lease these days in Major League Soccer. Guillermo Barros-Schelotto is a name being linked with them. Not sure how much truth is to that. So I'm not going to say. My sources say that Guillermo Barros-Schelotto could be the next coach of San Jose. It's all a rumor right now. Albert Elise, team of the week for the Houston Dynamo. He's back. It's a big one. As you can see right here, bobbleheads are going to be given out. This is a beauty. La Panterita. Got to love this one. It's going to be a nice studio prop here during Soccer Matters, ESPN 97.5. Dynamo in the Lamar Hunt U.S. Open Cup, Wednesday, September 26th. 713-780-3776 is the number. Again, it resurfaces. David Moyes has put his name in for the U.S. job. I don't believe the coach is going to be a foreign coach for the U.S. I think it's going to come from Peter Vermees, Greg Berhalter, or Todd Ramos. That's where I think the next U.S. manager is going to come from. And we're going to ask Kobe Jones, the U.S. soccer legend, a little bit later on this show about that. Bradley Wright Phillips. Now, if you watch the D.C. United New York Red Bull game, first of all, let's all tip our hats to Wayne Rooney again. What this guy has done in D.C. is phenomenal. But not unexpected, quite frankly. I know a lot of people were out there doubting what he would do. I never doubted for a second his commitment to D.C., his commitment to helping the team grow publicly in the community. But I never doubted his commitment either on the field. It was all about what D.C. would do to manage him and surround him with a higher quality player. And I think D.C. has done that, you know, acquiring certain guys like Areola and others. But what Wayne Rooney has also done, he's elevated everybody on that team. When you have a star player join your team, it's been to places where a lot of people have never been and never will go, I guarantee you he's going to be a direct influence in lifting the level of professionalism, seriousness, because he just demands that. Not necessarily vocally. He demands that by the way he trains and the professional element of his daily taking on the job. So you can't say enough about Wayne Rooney. But by the way, Bradley Wright Phillips, 3-3, scores three goals, keeps pulling New York Red Bulls back in that game, denies DC points, gets them a point, But after the game, when Wright Phillips is interviewed, absolutely love it. Professional, truthful, serious. And he appeals to a fan base because he's serious. He doesn't sugarcoat anything. He basically says, disappointing night. People are walking through us too easy, scoring goals. And here's a guy who scored a hat trick. And he's, for lack of a better word, pissed. He's mad. And he lets it be known that he's mad. And I absolutely love that. I want that integrity in the game. I want that seriousness. And I just thought he was a phenomenal interview. And that was leadership to me. Christian Pulisic today turned 20 years old, got the game winner. Kind of deflected it in behind the goalkeeper. Zlatan got his 500th. We do have some Zlatan sound. So, Tyler, I want to run some of this Zlatan sound here because everybody loves Zlatan sound.
Does the black belt come into the like previous training? Does that help with the goal like that?
You mean with Bradley?
No.
No, he didn't come in. No, I'm joking. I think, it's not the first time. I remember I had a goal in Ajax, more or less the same, but I think this one was more beautiful. So if I want to be positive today, I'm happy for the fans that came out today and they got to see something like that, and they got to see 8 goals. So, more than that, I don't know what to give the fans.
So that was Zlatan Ibrahimovic talking about the fans. By the way, he got incredible applause at TFC Stadium. So somebody asked him, I think we have that soundbite. Somebody asked him about, has that ever happened? And he said, well, it happens a lot. This isn't the first time this has ever happened. Opposing fans have saluted me. We got anything more on Zlatan there, Tyler?
You got into it a little bit with Michael Bradley. What was that?
You
got into it a little bit with Bradley there.
I think he's the philosopher of football. Doesn't know I have more goals than he has games. So he should follow my rules.
Everybody's got to follow the Lions rules. A lot being made out of that, which I think is just a smokescreen. But the media loves that stuff. 713-780-3776 is a number. By the way, Ziggy Schmidt gets moved on. The interim coach is Dominic Kinnear now, the former Dynamo coach. But is it really all about Ziggy Schmidt? It's always easier to fire a coach. You can't fire a bunch of players. And by the way, Ziggy Schmidt was not the only one who brought players there. So, GMs are accountable for things too. They don't necessarily get removed, moved on, or fired. But that's the head coaching position, and that's what comes with it. 713-780-3776 is a number. 713-780-3776 is a number to call in here tonight. For the Lamar Hunt U.S. Open Cup, Jim Curtin, the manager of Philadelphia, and Wilmer Cabrera, the Dynamo manager, they got some decisions to make here on how they approach this. Now, I already mentioned that Curtin and Philadelphia fly to Seattle. They play there tomorrow. They'll fly back Sunday. They'll play Sporting Kansas City. They'll fly to Houston. So they're going to be on their third game in 8 days in Houston Heat. Not really the way you would want to go into a Lamar Hunt U.S. Open Cup. Wilmer Cabrera and the Dynamo, they have to go to Orlando. Now, this is interesting because how does Wilmer approach this game? You just come off a wonderful performance, a dominating performance against the Portland Timbers. You have gotten untracked Albert Elias. You've gotten Juan David Cabezas back in the starting lineup, or not starting lineup. You got 45 minutes out of him coming back from injury. Only third appearance of the year, had limited minutes, hadn't even played 90 minutes. So you had all these positive things. You got the win. You got confidence back. Stadium left happy. Players left happy. So what do you do going to Orlando? My gut is probably a mixed team. I think guys like DeMarcus Beasley, you would likely keep at home if, in fact, you're going to start them in the Open Cup final, which I think the experience of Beasley would be very important. But you also don't want to lose momentum, and you also don't want to lose to a team that's only lost once, has only won once in 19 games. I mean, it's as low as it gets in Orlando right now. So it's tricky. And this is where managers make their money. I would imagine it'll be some sort of a split squad. What do you think? And what would you do, Dynamo fan? 713-780-3776. Liverpool fan? Tell me about the match today. Champions League fans, tell me about the match. Philadelphia, on the other hand, what is Jim Curtin going to do? I have no idea. That is a rough, you know, because first of all, you're playing two of the top teams in Major League Soccer. You're still fighting for a place in the Eastern Conference, so you have to get points in those games. And who knows? He may just prioritize MLS over Wednesday. I have no idea. But I got to tell you, I think it's a difficult situation, challenging for both managers. One wants to keep momentum, and the other one wants to try and produce as fresh a team as he can next Wednesday to play for the Lamar Hunt U.S. Open Cup. And it sits here in studio right now. It's a beautiful cup. Cup that goes back to 1914. Was dominated by ethnic teams winning this trophy throughout the years, and then ultimately professional teams were allowed in. But, you know, it was based all around cities. You heard names like Philadelphia Ukrainians, New York Greek Americans, Crete, Brooklyn Italian, you know, all these wonderful ethnic teams and clubs that were started bringing the sport of soccer to America when people immigrated. So it's an amazing story. It's an old trophy, not this version of it in here, but it is just a remarkable trophy that really has certainly been a part of many people's lives in amateur football and now into professional soccer. And the MLS teams now have been winning it. But it's going to be a remarkable opportunity next Wednesday night, Lamar Hunt U.S. Open Cup. Caller number five right now. I'll give you a pair of tickets. Philadelphia Union, Houston Dynamo, Lamar Hunt U.S. Open Cup, playing for a trophy. Most importantly, playing to get in to the CONCACAF Champions League. Juan David Cabezas, we should have soon here in studio, so he's arriving. We're going to take a break. We'll come back with more. Before we go to break here, I just want to remind you about the Texas Children's Hospital. A moment here for Texas Children's Hospital. The Cancer and Hematology Centers, they're the largest pediatric cancer center in the country. Over 190 physicians and scientists, 46 laboratories, 200 active clinical trials. They are the first hour presenting sponsor. We thank them very much, and they're dedicated solely to childhood cancer and blood disorders for more than 60 years. Texas Children's Hospital has pioneered many of the now standard protocols for treating and curing childhood cancer. It's an amazing place. Our thanks again, first hour presenting sponsor, Texas Children's Hospital. Dr. Dreyer will be on the show later on, and this month it is Childhood Cancer Awareness. We got him next. Juan David Cabezas in studio coming up next.
Listening to ESPN 97.5.